State policymakers advanced new regulations this week to help clean up Utah's air. KUER's Judy Faze explains why clean-burning water heaters are being phased in.
Emissions from cars and industry are usually what Utahns talk about when they debate how to cut pollution. But a category called area sources that includes homes and business buildings is expected to become the state's biggest pollution source in a few years. Matt Pachunda is director of the environmental group Heal Utah.
Roughly a third of northern Utah's pollution comes from buildings, but modeling from some of the planning groups suggests it'll be up to half or more within a few decades.
Regulators won't be going building to building to remove water heaters already in use, but beginning in November of 2017, only ultra-low NOx models will be sold in Utah. The move is expected to reduce nitrogen oxide emissions from water heaters by around 70% a year, according to the Utah Division of Air Quality. Reductions like that are considered crucial to ease winter smog, especially as Utah's population grows. Pachenza says federal clean car, clean fuel regulations are on track to cut vehicle pollution, and now it makes sense to make buildings cleaner, too.
It's kind of the perfect air quality solution in that it's cheap, it's invisible, and it'll make a fairly significant difference.
The new water heater rule is part of a suite of regulations the Utah Air Quality Board has been implementing over the past few years, not just to help meet federal standards, but also to improve quality of life. Judy Faze, KUER News.